Good afternoon, everybody. Start my timer here. You don't want to listen to me drone for too long. What do you think about when I say the name Lot? Lot. You may think of Sodom and Gomorrah. You may think of sexual depravity, fire from heaven, destruction of two different cities with all their inhabitants. Offering daughters to the crowd. Incest. I just mentioned some of the worst things that are mentioned in Scripture. And Lot was in the middle of all of those things. Yet, in 2 Peter 2, verses 7 through 8, Lot is called a just man. How is this possible? So what I'd like to do today is look at some of the things that Lot did right and some of the things that he did wrong. And we're going to try to learn from his good and his bad examples. Okay? So let's start out with the bad ones. We'll start with the negative and move towards the positive. he made a choice and put himself in a bad situation. Number one, he made a choice and he put himself in a bad situation. Let's turn to Genesis 13. We're going to start in verse 10, and we're going to read through 13. 10 through 13. This is Abraham and Ham. They got all these flocks and all these guys taking care of their flocks for them. And if you've ever had livestock, get in with somebody else's livestock, and then you're trying to get them back out, it's a big pain, and it's not fun, and the guys are fighting. They're like, we got to figure something out. So you pick first where you go, and then I'll go the other place. That's what Abraham said. So Lot picks. Verse 10. So Lot lifted up his eyes and saw that all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of the Egyptians as you go towards Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. And they separated from each other there. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. It would be hard to think that he didn't have some idea of what was going on down there. Because it says right there, they were very evil in the sight of the Lord. So Lot chose because economically it was a really good choice to move to this area, right? It was very fertile. It was rich. He was going to make money there. But he chose, well, you know, they're not that great, but we're going to be in that area because I'm going to make some money. So he knowingly went to live among the rich and wealthy land and people, knowing well and good that the people were very wicked. He was willing to be surrounded by evil because it was good for his wallet or goat bag or whatever they had at the time. So how do we do the same thing? Do we choose a job, a city to live in, a house in a certain neighborhood, a school, something where we know that maybe economically it's good for us, but maybe spiritually it's not? Do we move to a part of town where it's maybe some things going on or accepted in that area that we really shouldn't be a part of, but it's a really nice house? It's really good school for the kids, even though there's a lot of stuff going on in the school. It looks really nice. So do we do that same thing that Lot did and put ourselves in a bad situation for a monetarily good situation? Number two, he let the sin of the people around him cloud his judgment and actions. Let's flip over to Genesis 19. We're pretty much going to stay in Genesis 19 now. Verse 8, this is a scripture that when I was in my 20s, I knew people who ended up leaving church, not because of this scripture, but this was part of their reason, right? How could God allow this to happen, and why would God want this to happen? God seems bad. Genesis 19, behold, now I have two daughters. This is after all the men of the town have showed up and said, we want these two men that have just come into town that we might know them And Lot says, no, not them. I have two daughters, which have not known a man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and you can do to them as it's good in your eyes. We all know what that means. And only do to these men nothing, for therefore they came under the shadow of my roof. He has brought them into his house, and he says, oh, God doesn't want something to happen to these men who are from God, so I'll give you my daughters instead to do this horrible, unspeakable act. God doesn't want that. He didn't want any of that. That was the situation that he'd been in for so long, clouded his judgment. He shouldn't have offered the daughters up at all. That's not what God wanted. He had been influenced by his surroundings. And then, you know, later on, the daughters committed sin with their father later, right? They had been affected too in the way that they thought about things. Number three, not wanting to get out. They've been told, this is a bad situation. You got to get out of here. You have got to go now. This is what the angels told him. And multiple people didn't really want to do it. In Genesis 19:14, there are two sons-in-laws, right? The daughters were betrothed to these men who were from the city. They laughed at them. We're not going anywhere. Okay. Lot himself says the angels had to grab him by the hand because he tarried. They had to drag them out of the city. They didn't want to go. Listen, we're going to destroy the city. We're going to burn this thing down. You have got to go. It is so wicked here. All right, well, let me take care of some stuff, and then we'll handle it later. No, get out now. Lot's wife in verse 26. What did she do? She turned around and looked back. She got turned into a pillar of salt. Nobody really wanted to leave because there was comfort there. There was comfort there. God was being merciful and drug them out of a bad situation, even though they didn't necessarily want to leave. Lot didn't really want to go. So there's three things that Lot did not do right. Let's talk about a couple of things he did do right. Number one, he prayed to God and talked to God about the sin around him because it greatly bothered him, and he did recognize a lot of it. He did recognize it. 2 Peter tells us this. If you'll turn over to 2 Peter, we're going to go 2 verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them and with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. God made an example of them. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Verse 8, for that righteous man, meaning Lot, dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. He recognized a lot of what was going on, and it wasn't right. Verse 9, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Lot was a man of God, but he had many flaws. He was tainted by his surroundings. Even though he hated the sin around him, he recognized it, but it got on him. If you're around it long enough, you get dirty some, and then you kind of don't notice it as much as you should the first time. Ooh, that's nasty. And then after a while, you don't really notice it so much. You ever have some white clothes, like a t-shirt, and you have it for a long time, and you wear it, and you wear it, and you wash it, and you wear it, and you wash it, and you wear it, and you wash it, and you wear it. And then you buy a new white shirt, and you hold that old white shirt up next to the new white shirt, which you thought was still white. It's not so white anymore, is it? It's got kind of a dingy yellow nastiness, and your wife says, throw that shirt away. And I'm like, I'm cheap, I'm keeping it. I'll mow the lawn in it. But anyway, it's like that. So So Lot was a man of God, but had many flaws. He was tainted by his surroundings, even though he hated the sin around him. He was affected by it. It took God dragging him out into safety to escape the day of judgment. He is me. He is you. I had always thought about Lot kind of in this, ugh, yuck, that's a terrible, that guy's, you know, even though I know he was righteous, but ugh, right? And studying and getting ready to do this, I realized I'm in many ways way more like Lot than Abraham. I'm that dirty white shirt, needs some bleach. Right? God knows how to pull us out of temptation, even though we may be kicking and screaming. That's a really positive thing that we can get out of this story. But we're all a lot like him. We make choices which cause us to be in places or in surroundings. I know I've done it plenty of times, where it rubs off on us. And after a while, we don't even know it. So in many ways, Lot is us. Number two, good thing he did. He recognized God's representatives when he saw them. Okay? The two men are coming in. He's sitting at the gate. Oh, I know who those guys are. You're going to come stay with me. Come on, come on, come on. And then he tried to protect them, even though it was in a messed up way. He tried to protect them. Genesis 17 and Genesis 18 are interesting because it gives two examples. At the beginning of chapter 17, beginning of chapter 18, Abraham notices God or his representatives, and he says, come, stay with me, I'll cook for you. Come, it was very hospitable to them, recognizes who they are. When you get to verse or chapter 19, Lot does the same thing at the beginning, the same thing Abraham did. He recognized who they were. So do we recognize the servants of God? We may have entertained angels. You know, the scripture says that. You never know. But also to each other. You know, to each other. Somebody comes in from out of town. Do we talk to them? Do we see if they need something? If a brother or sister's hurting, do we do what we can? Do we check up on people? Are we hospitable? If God was the one who showed up, would we be hospitable to him? Or would we just, like, not even notice? So, like I said, most of the time when I've thought about Lot, it's always been in a more negative light. I tend to think, why did he put himself in such a bad situation? Why did he let the society around him affect him so greatly? Which our society's coming closer to that all the time, the one like the one he was in. Why did he stay so long if he could get out? And why did he and his family long to return? Now I just see myself. I know that God will do his part to pull me out. The question is, will I recognize him and will I listen? And lastly, am I greatly disturbed by all the sin that's going on around me that I see? And am I continuing to pray about that? Is my soul vexed? The truth is, I see a lot of Lot in me. Do you see a lot of Lot in you?